So I recently came across a post on Instagram about a girl complaining that she has kept herself pure because of her future husband, of course, to be. And according to her, the husband to be is also supposed to be, air quotes, pure. And she has searched for a good man, and apparently there are none, which prompted me to want to do an episode on purity culture and how it has affected our lives, especially if you grew up in an African Christian church or an African Christian household. I'd like us to unpack the purity culture in the African context, given that it has so much of whiteness in it, but it has also affected our lives in the past couple of years. Hi guys, my name is Mboy and this is the Kenya Millennial Podcast. Welcome. So, purity culture is such a sensitive topic because if you ask me, it's so ingrained in us. In whatever religion that you're from, in the Christian context, it makes you like your sexual purity and it makes you worthy. In the Islam context, it makes you holy. But what is the origin of a purity culture in Africa? So purity culture, like in many parts of the world, is deeply rooted in religion and in some traditional values. In Africa, it was largely influenced by colonialism and the spread of the Western Christian missionary work, especially in the 19th century and the 20th century. I tried to do my research and see what was our take on purity culture. As by our, I mean like the African context without the ideals of our colonizers. And I didn't seem to find much on it, but anyway, we'll just work with what we have. So purity culture primarily emphasizes on sexual abstinence until marriage. It also emphasizes on modesty and the idea of saving oneself for your future spouse. For anybody who'd like any further elaboration on that, like saving yourself for your future spouse is only having like sexual intercourse with them. Well, purity culture has both its disadvantages and advantages. We cannot help but see the advantages of purity culture in maybe in most relationships actually, because from where I stand, purity culture, it promotes healthy relationships and also respectful boundaries between individuals, because especially when people are very young and they do not know the implications of having sex and what all and all that sex encompasses, like promoting abstinence before marriage can help reduce the risk of early pregnancies and sexually transmitted infection. The fact that early pregnancies have been on the rise in the past couple of years, and it has been even a national crisis for the longest time in our country, I think that purity culture, upholding purity culture, comes in very handy in such situations. Also, I think it also emphasizes on the emotional well-being, especially because there's a strong focus on emotional connections with a lot of people, especially before you engage in any sexual intercourse. I'm looking for a better word for sexual intercourse. I don't know. Before you engage in quite, I don't know. But yeah, that way. Before you engage in there's an emphasis of emotional connection within maybe a relationship between the man or woman. And I'm really sorry that my emphasis today is on hetero relationships, but that is what purity culture promotes. It promotes abstinence between people, between a man and a woman, with the hope that eventually you're going to get married and then you're going to like only have sex when you're married. Yeah. So according to it, according to now the culture that's promoted, it's that purity culture often leads to more fulfilling marriages. Well, this is debatable in this context, because I don't think just because you didn't have sex before marriage, you're going to have a fulfilling marriage. If that is the case, it will only mean that you're getting married because of the sex only. Well, that is important. I do not refute. Well, that is important. That is not the only reason that people get married, in my opinion. So I don't think that, as in, that the only reason you'll have a healthier relationship with anybody is because of that. Anyway, and also, another advantage of purity culture that I think helps is preserving the cultural values, because for many African communities, purity culture is seen as a way of preserving traditional values and respecting the cultural norms. You see, in every concept that people come up with, for whatever reason they do, it comes with its advantages and its disadvantages, and that's it. So now I'd like, as in the next segment, I'd like us to maybe see why purity culture does not really help us as much as we like it to. Well, purity culture has its own advantages. It comes with very many disadvantages. The whole idea behind this concept is to shame you and I, and to guilt you into not engaging in any activity, because you're going to feel less worthy of something, less worthy maybe of marriage in future or something. So, purity culture mostly will make you feel very ashamed of yourself and very guilty, because it often employs the tactics that shame individuals who do not conform with the ideals, resulting in feelings of guilt, fear, and self-worth issues. As a Christian and as a person who has had conversations with very many Christians, and I've grown up around Christians, and I'm a Christian as well. And then as I got older, then I was still in settings where we were having very many conversations with Christians. I think the number one sin that you feel very ashamed of, that you wouldn't want to tell anybody, and you feel like that is the worst thing you could ever do to God, is having sex. And I think that's something most people are not ready to talk about, because most people will do anything, any type of sin. You will slander, you will do anything, but the minute that you have sex, that is the worst thing you could ever do, because it comes with a lot of shame, it comes with a lot of guilt, and then at the end of it, you feel like you're not even worthy of God's presence, which I think it is so against the whole concept of Christianity, if you ask me. But anyway, we move, because that's how we found things, and that's how they're going to mean they're going to be for a very, very long time. The other disadvantage of sexual purity mostly is gender inequality. In some cases, purity culture often reinforces gender stereotype. It places a heavier burden on the responsibility of a woman maintaining their, again, yeah, God's purity. Because Christianity and many religions place a higher burden on a woman's virginity. Now, virginity is relative. It's relative depending on how you want to look at it. It's quite relative. So in many cases, like, say for example, me, while growing up, and we were being taught about how to keep yourself pure for your future husband, those talks, I remember vividly, those talks used to have us ladies only in the room, with examples like if too many people touch a flower is no longer going to be worthy if too many people. And then there was the avocado. I can never forget the avocado analogy. Like, it's like too many people are trying to see if the avocado is ripe. So if too many people touch you like that, you're going to be impure at the end of the day, which is quite, I feel like that's the worst way to describe, to tell a girl about sexual purity or maybe even reproductive health or anything. Because it's, again, it's on me as a woman to keep myself pure for my future health. And I do not refuse. I do not refuse that that is what people are supposed to do. If you want to keep yourself pure, if you want to, whatever, for whatever reason, keep yourself, again, is it pure? Like, keep your virginity, keep your hymen intact for your future husband. Well and good. That's new. However, it's the idea that it's only the woman's responsibility to do all that. If you want both parties, because it takes two to tango, it's an activity that takes two to tango, I think you'd like to teach even the men to be sexually pure as well. Because at the end of the day, if men are not taught to be sexually pure as well in the context that the women are, and then men are taught to be sexually really liberal, who are they going to be sexually liberal with? Because they'd like to think they're having sex with the women as well. So it's something that doesn't, like, it doesn't balance as well. But anyway, the other disadvantage I think that pretty culture comes up with is lack of comprehensive sexual education. Hey, I'll never forget that the way we learned as the 844 guys, the way we learned about sex, we learned, like, you see, from behind, it's like learning about food and cooking, and then you start learning about food poisoning. You see, it's like you're learning how to start cooking, and then the only way you're learning about everything else is, as in, no, it's like learning, what I mean is, it's like you're teaching me how to cook, and it's something that's essential in life, and something that most people actually need, and you need to survive and everything, but you're starting to teach me about cooking with food poisoning. Because I can remember even in primary school, when those people were... if you went to a school which brought those people for HIV, the people who brought videos for gonorrhea and syphilis and HIV, and all, that's how us millennials learned about sex. We learned that is the worst thing. If you engage in coitus, let me tell you, my friend, gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, and everything are your people. Like, we didn't learn anything, any information that most of us millennials we know about anything to do with anything. We learned it by ourselves. Nobody taught us anything. We were taught, yes, we know about sexually transmitted diseases. We know how everything is transmitted, yes. But do we really know the purpose of even it? Do we even know why our bodies even want it? We don't. So, it's emphasizing on purity culture sometimes inhibits proper sexual education, which can lead to misconceptions and potential harm when it comes to sexual health. I have nothing to add even to that point. Finally, I think there's a pressure. Purity culture adds the pressure to get married, because you see, at the end of the day, the only way for you to engage in some activities is only when you're married. So the only way for you to have like a through pass in everything is to get married. So I think I can see how most people used to get married early, because you see, you're in puberty, and then you have all those urges and you don't know what to do with them. So the only way to get rid of them is to get married. So this culture may also create a new pressure to marry early, which can lead to rushed and in most cases unhealthy relationships. Yeah.
recently also the Nation.
Nation did a piece on. Just what's the value of virginity. It's a very recent piece. It was done in June 2023. And according to all the people that were interviewed on the article and on the piece, because I went through it, it has like 4 participants giving their opinion on it. And most of these people are millennials, so they may be in their late 20s and early 30s. And all of them believe in the whole concept of virginity and purity culture. So one woman said that it gave her a sense of accomplishment because she broke her virginity on her wedding night, because according to her personal beliefs and the teachings of her pastor, that is what they're supposed to do. So, and according to Christianity and a lot of faith, maybe that is a symbolic wall in the gate that leads to singlehood marriage. Well, does that guarantee a successful marriage and everything? We don't know. We never know. As in, that's the thing about life. Nothing. You just go with life according to your personal choices and what you believe in. And everybody's case is very, very different. Most of the respondents also believed that virginity or keeping yourself pure is a sign of holiness. It's holy. And like almost everybody who was interviewed here is a Christian, because of course Kenya is a Christian nation. So our outlook on purity culture is mainly driven by what we've been taught since we were young. However, is that how everybody's supposed to live? I don't know. Are we all supposed to keep ourselves pure till you're married? I honestly don't. You live your life the way you want to live, because at the end of the day, purity culture has a lot of promises. It promises you you're going to keep yourself very pure, and it also promises you that you're going to have a successful marriage and everything. But at the end of the day, I feel like, from where I stand, everybody should have a right to make their own decisions at the end of the day. If you want to uphold purity culture in your life, if that's how you feel that you would live better and you're going to make better decisions in your life, you go ahead. Remember that it has both positive and negative aspects, and it can also vary based on your cultural, religious, and maybe individual factors. The essence is to maybe strike a balance to embrace the positive aspects while challenging its negative aspects as well. Instead of shaming and guilt-tripping yourself, we should focus on open and inclusive conversations on relationships, concepts, and as well as sexual health, because I believe that these are topics that people, a lot of people, shy upon talking about them, but they are important things that everyone of us needs to have, because they affect everyone of us in life. It is vital and it's important that a society evolves to foster a more holistic approach to relationship. It is important that a society evolves to foster a more holistic approach to relationships, one that respects individual choices, boundaries, and empowers young people with comprehensive sexual education. Because the thing is, in most churches, if you do not uphold this purity culture, you find that a lot of people are going to be treated as outcasts in churches, especially if you get pregnant early on, or you get pregnant before you get married. And that burden usually falls on the woman. The woman is the one who's going to be cast out of church because they got pregnant early. Like, they usually don't care who made you pregnant. It's you and your child, and you're the one who's supposed to come and repent after that. You see, it's a very one-sided situation. So I think having such discussions, like, openly opens us up to knowing how you're supposed to go about it. And also, the opinion that comprehensive sex education can save a lot of people from
from making decisions that maybe we'll later regret. So, in my opinion, I believe that the path to healthy and happier relationships in society may lie in striking a harmonious balance between tradition and progress. So that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for more thought-provoking conversations from the Kenya Millennial Podcast. Till next time, peace. Bye. Spread love and kindness.